party. Who do we have?
Well, this is Rose. I think I'm the only one so far.
Oh, hey, Rose. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'd be good, thank you. Hanging in there. What kind of weather you got? Are you still the only one, Rose?
No. I think, was it Lyle who joined?
Oh, hey, Lyle. I got a Dick.
Good morning.
Bum, bum, bum. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'd be good, thank you. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. Morning.
Morning. Is Patty going to be on?
I believe so, but I'm honestly not sure yet. Mm. Any other imaging present?
Not yet.
Okay.
Elizabeth?
Hi, who's on?
We're still getting together.
Okay. Date today, 28th. Okay.
Hey, Susie. Hey, Keith. Okay, so the list I have Lyle, Susie, Keith, Chris, Mitch, Rose, Dick, Elizabeth, and me. Anybody I miss?
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you say Steve was on?
Nope.
Nope. Chris is. Steve Joy is not. Ron Joyner. Todd. Is Todd?
Todd is always a few late.
Okay, Carol is not here. Ann Rao?
Nope. She emailed me and she had a doctor's appointment. So she thought she would be late.
And we have no Boris today. I'm sorry, did Dick Simpson say he was on?
Yep.
Yes, Dick is here. Susie and Betty is not, right?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right.
Shall we get started? So, who was that? Hello?
No one here.
Everybody leave?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Chris still here.
No, some people. Okay, something went on. So 3-118, Elizabeth, you want to talk about that one? This is add ICD SISs to volume documentation?
No status change on that one.
Okay.
Well, where are we? I mean,
basically haven't looked at it since the last meeting we had.
Okay.
Well, I sent out an email.
Yeah, and as I remember, we all commented back to your email, and we thought we were done, and then Dick Simpson said, whoa, we need to reconsider something, and that's where I lost track.
Okay. I should let you guys all know right now, my hard drive crashed a couple days ago, and I have lost about 3/4 of my email for the last couple of months. So I may need help rebuilding some stuff on specific issues. If I contact you and ask for recent communications, I may need some help doing that. So just to let you guys know. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the last one was from Dick, right, on 318, and he was asking that we should agree on the roles of the ICD SIS and DMAP and other documents before editing.
It seemed as though editing the PEG was sort of going off on a tangent. That what we needed to do was figure out what each of these documents did, make sure that we got that into the standards reference, and then things like the PEG follow from that.
Yeah, I think, if I remember correctly, this is reminding me now, the basic issue was verifying that they're all consistent with one another. The problem is we've got inconsistency among the three documents, the APG, the PEG, and the standards ref.
Right, and the PEG was written during a time when we thought the ICD was going to become the dominant description of products and data sets, and I don't think that's happened.
Right, right.
Well, I guess I'm confused by why would we want the standards reference to address...
I don't think the standards reference even mentions an ICD at the moment.
Right, which is the change we were going to make to the PEG is basically...
No, you've got to change the standards reference, and then you change the PEG.
Why do we want to change the standards
reference? Okay, the standards reference needs to at least mention files if they're expected. I think the problem was that the PEG had said that these files should be included. And I figured that something that's at least the level of a should be mentioned in the standards reference in terms of standardized file name conventions, that kind of thing.
Well, I think maybe what we disagree on is whether or not the ICD should be part of the archive.
Okay, but that I really don't care. We can resolve that. That's fine. And I don't care whether we agree it should be included or not. The fact is that right now the PEG says it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we all need to meet again.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send out an email and propose a meeting time.
Okay.
Is Dick now in this group? Does he want to be?
I can be. I don't remember how I got involved in the last round.
Hang on, let me see if I can figure out.
Your email said I recruited you.
Oh, right, yeah. You called, that's right.
Yeah, but
and
that wasn't recruiting.
I said I agreed with you. You put me on the working group, and then I...
Hey, Steve. Hey. Okay. So I'll send out an email and propose a time when we can meet again.
Okay, and the message I just got is that Dick is now officially on this working group.
Yeah.
Okay,
I no longer
have a MySQL client. And I'm...
That was funny. Do that one again.
Sorry.
Okay, hey, Patty, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Okay, we just finished talking about 3-118.
Okay.
Where the working group is. Okay. 3-119, Chris?
Yeah, Ron, you probably have in your notes from last time my action item that I'm working on.
Yep.
So I'm continuing to work on that. I sent some recent information to the other members, and we're looking that over. But I'll be adding much more to that. So we're getting a start on it finally.
Cool. Okay. 3-123 was my mistake. I should have removed it. We all voted and. So that one is a dead deal. Brings us to 11-24, the PSDD.
Dead deal or a done deal?
Sorry, done.
Well, it's left the tech group.
Yeah.
Has it been? Did you notify the management council?
I believe I did, but I don't have any official record of it, so I'll contact them.
I think I remember two coming out on the same day.
Yes.
That was one, and 11-28 was the other one.
Correct.
And that would have been about 10 days ago now.
Let me double check. Actually, that email message looks like it may be in place. PDSFC advisory. Yes, that was right. That was when the MC mailing list was down. I haven't received any notes back from that from anybody. So, yeah.
I've heard nothing from Rita, so I'm assuming that the management council will let that one go.
Okay, cool. So 11-24, the PSDD enhancement, add case to keywords of type character. Elizabeth, because you emailed me the other SCR. Did you post that one?
This would be 11-29. Okay, again, I'm sorry. I've got no access to the database right now because my computer is half brain dead. I have a feeling I submitted a new SCR. Whether or not it was this one or not, I can't tell you. But there is a 3-11-29 that's not yet posted. I sent you an update is what I sent you, not a new SCR. Remember I had written you
A
suggested update to the text on 11-24.
Okay, so it hasn't been posted to the website.
No. Let me see if my mail has that message. Yes, I've got that particular email message. I can read the suggested update to it if that would be something people would be interested in. Or is this just relevant to working group on that issue?
Probably just to the working group.
Okay, so yeah. I'll make that update in the database. But, yeah, basically this is okay, that's right. We had ended up deciding that this fundamentally is not a standards issue, that this was more a an implementation issue that could have some impact upon the form of the element definition template. So I think the working group had been moving in the direction of saying this really isn't a standards issue. Ian should go away and work on it, but keep everybody informed if it turns out to be some kind of a minor impact.
I agree.
So I don't know. Does it bother?
Go
ahead, Lyle.
Is that really what we decided? Because that doesn't quite sound like what we agreed on. I mean, I remember giving some suggestions to go away and talk to Mike Cayanan and Sean Hardman about specific.
Yeah, you wanted to meet again with them because you weren't quite happy with the implementation.
That's how we got into this whole conversation of if it's an implementation issue, then it really should be an engineering node thing, and the software guys should be the ones that should be having the primary voice into what kind of changes were made.
Well, maybe I should summarize what I thought. If it turns out that it's not really much trouble for VTool to denote the exceptions, such as description and note and text, then probably this is not worth worrying about other than handling it in that manner. Does that sound like a better?
No. but the problem is I don't want to get into a long, drawn-out discussion here on the main standards telecon. I think fundamentally the issue was that no matter how this gets resolved, it's an issue of choosing among different methods of implementation.
That's possible, but I'm not sure that that's quite accurate. I mean, if you're talking about adding a keyword to every element definition in the data dictionary, then it is a question of standards.
Yes, but it was pointed out that the element definition object itself is not even in the standards, or is not even in the data dictionary, if I remember correctly. Is that... Or am I misremembering on that?
I guess if I was going to assume that, then I don't think that's where we want to go.
Well, we still got the telecon minutes, right, Ron? Or the recording?
Yeah. Well, Salau, do you want to just propose we have another telecon with Sean and Mike, and then you can...
Well, we can have a telecon, or you can simply have a meeting with them and report back to the working group as to what their answers were. That would be fine, and if a telecon is then warranted, then we can have one.
I'm not sure I'm going to faithfully represent your position. I can talk to them and ask them about that. Let me try and see what happens, and I'll email you. I'll email the group with how the discussion goes, and we'll see what happens.
The next step here is Ron will contact Sean and Mike.
Yeah.
To discuss what?
Well, at this point, it sounds like we're out looking for an implementation, right?
Implementation possibilities, options, whatever. All right, and report back to working group, I guess. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, anything else on 1124? No. 1126 is Anne and she not here. 1127 is also Anne and not. So that would, anything else people want to talk about on the SDRs?
I think, like to add two movie SDRs to the agenda for next time, just so that we can start getting status and keep us moving on those.
Can you send me an email?
Sure.
And I keep those in as a reminder. Okay, cool. Anything else? No? That would bring us to the next section, which is sort of an open discussion on having a combined attached detached, the feasibility of changing the standards. Patty, you're here because I know you are. Do you want to talk about this one?
Well, I don't know how feasible it is, and we haven't written anything up at all. This is just coming from Randy Kirk and Mini RF for both LRO and Andrian.
Patty, didn't Randy change his mind?
Yeah, I think he has. So I think we're just still considering whether or not in the long term this is, I think he didn't change his mind. He will do what we ask him to do, but I think in the long term we just want to consider whether this is something we want to look at or not.
You want to take a vote on it?
Well, real quick, and sorry if I'm behind the curve, Patty. Remind me of the way it's worded. I didn't quite catch. This would be a product that has an attached label, but what's the detached part?
No, there's no attached label. There's, well, two separate products, really, a table and an image product. He would want the label for both products attached to the table.
Oh, okay, I got it.
And a separate image product. But so the table file would normally be a .tab file. The image file would be a .img or whatever the product was. And so as things stand now, there would be no way for software, for example, to find the label for the image product.
Okay, so the label attached to the table would point to the image.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. So again, Randy will do, I think, whatever we ask him to do. It's just a question of whether or not this might be useful in the future.
I think there's a real problem here because that means you've got two files. One would be like a .img and the other would be a .tab, and the software doesn't know where to go.
Right. Yeah, I think that's just what I said.
Yeah.
Now, just to cover all the bases, do we currently have this scenario, or is it the same where an image product has a pointer to its browse image?
Why does he want it to be attached to the table? Why not detached?
Something to do with the ISIS processing, Lyle. I don't have all the particulars of why he wanted it that way. It was to do with software that's already written, though.
Speaking as someone who has had to deal with what I call compound products, I think it's a bad idea. I think compound products are generally a bad idea, but they can be handled if you have a detached label. I can't see how you can handle it with one label that's attached.
Yeah, and Randy agrees that the best thing would be to have both products and label all in one file. They don't want to reprocess all of the images. They just want to add the table.
They want to add the table. So
the
tables don't exist yet, so why do they need to be attached?
Again, it's something to do with the ISIS software.
Okay, but if he wants to add tables, that implies that the images already have labels, right?
Right.
So
I think we're making a problem.
Yeah. Why are these tables, fundamentally, what is it, why do they need to be part of the same product? What exactly are they?
They are coefficients from the processing software that was used to generate the image. So the reality is that Randy has decided he doesn't need a table to store these coefficients. He can do it with a keyword or a group. So the exercise is just academic now. I think Randy has another solution for his problem. And I didn't like the idea either. I just couldn't come up with a good reason to tell him that he couldn't do that, except that we don't let you do that.
Right, and that's that same place that we were stuck in our discussions as well.
I think it works if you go to the index file, because the index file should point to every label.
Yeah.
But most people don't do that.
Right.
The other thing that occurs to me is if he's just got a bunch of processing parameters, he could just wrap those into the label as a note or something like that.
Yeah,
the NAIF people do that sort of thing all the time.
Right.
And that was another option that was given.
I think I have email from, I don't know if you got this, Patty. I have something else from him this morning that he's going that direction.
Okay.
Having a parameter group or something like that that lists all these things.
Okay, so is this essentially off the issue list then?
From the discussion, it sounds like it's not doable. So, Patty, I think maybe we should not pursue it.
Yes, we all agree that it's a lousy idea to do it, but we need something to be able to tell the data producers why they can't do it.
Well, fundamentally, it's not permitted by the standards. I mean, if...
Well, I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, it doesn't say anywhere.
Yes, it does. It lists exactly which types of labels you're allowed to have, attached, detached, and combined detached. Nothing else. This isn't a combined attached.
Well, maybe. Well, you could also call it an attached label that's got a pointer built in, and so it has aspects of both detached and attached. I think if it came up and it had already been created, we might have to scratch our heads and come up with a rationale, but it sounds as though these products don't exist yet. So.
Well, I think Chapter 5 would be a good way to point to say, you know, this doesn't work within our standards.
Well, I think he's moved on, so we don't have to convince Randy anymore.
Yeah, and I'm not sure writing things into the standards that tell people why they can't do all the things that they can't do is necessarily productive.
However, I do have a question that I can put to this group about his alternate solution.
Uh-oh.
Because he asked me this morning, and I wasn't sure of the answer. Hi, Raphael.
Hi there.
What Randy wants to do is put in the label these parameters from his processing software, and one way of doing that would be to have a set, or I guess a series, if it's in parentheses, it's a series, meaning the order is important, a series of values. And my question is, do all those values in the same series, in the parentheses, have to be the same data type, or could you have, for example, the first one be a time, the second one be a real number, the third one be a character string, something like that?
What's the keyword? Because it would depend on the data type of the keyword.
It would be a keyword that we make up. So we would be defining a local data dictionary keyword.
Okay, then I would say if your keyword has something like context dependent as its value, you might be able to get away with it. But otherwise, the type of the values obviously would have to match the type of the keyword.
I think you pretty much would have to define a character, though. Right.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, if you claim the keyword is character, then you can call them all characters, even though some of them look like numbers.
Yeah.
That was my idea. He didn't like that because he likes to be able to just take the values right out of it.
Why not use context dependent? It sounds like
it's
actually closer to what you're talking about rather than character.
Okay. Yes, it does. I just wasn't sure, and it was pointed out to me that the usual there's a precedent for doing it this way, and that is the usual syntax for doing pointers to someplace within a file. You would have the file name, comma, the offset in parentheses. So I don't know if that really applies, but I thought I'd ask. So it sounds like I should look up context dependent and make that one work.
Okay. Any reason why he doesn't want to use separate keywords for the different coefficients? Is it that he simply wants to be able to read down to one keyword and load it into a program or something?
There's 20 of them.
Okay.
So it would be a group of 20 parameters each.
Okay. I'm sorry, Patty or Susie, could you repeat what you were just talking about? You said there's 20 parameters.
There'd be 20 parameters. Each parameter is a 5-item vector or set or series, whatever you want to call it. And the values are time and followed by 4 floating point numbers.
So he's going to have a keyword that's got a list of 100 numbers following it?
It's probably going to be a parameters group with 20 things in it.
Okay, but then you're still talking about 20 keywords. When you say 20 things in it, those things are keywords.
Yeah. Do you have a better way? Because I'm really kind of struggling with this.
Okay, where each keyword is a vector. I don't see a problem with going that route. I was a little concerned about having the 100 items listed into a single keyword, but although on the other hand, we've done that with things like the cube.
I'm beginning to like the label pointing to a detached table and a detached image. I mean, that's kind of what we've got.
With specifically the point you made, a detached label, as opposed to coming up with a new method of labeling at this stage of the game. Yeah, I mean, if you'd be willing to use a detached label, I could go either way. I could see either using
that
the forever group or
that
using the table.
I know, that would be easy, but they don't want to have to write an extra file to keep track of, I think.
I think he's asking us to design his data products.
Not really. I mean, the data product is the image. This is just processing information he wants to carry along with the image. So it seems to me it belongs in the label somewhere. I just want an efficient way of doing it.
Yeah, and I think this is exactly the kind of question that Randy should be asking. He's asking for help in developing what we believe is a fine product.
Right, but he's vetoed the obvious solution.
I don't know, Dick. I think I can fit it in with this keyword arrangement. If I think about it, can I ask you, Elizabeth, for your blessing before I send it back to Randy?
You can ask for my advice. I don't know if I can formally give. Okay, yeah. I mean, I'd be interested in seeing a little bit more details about the types of values and just a little bit more information about how they're going to be used. But, yeah, I'd be happy to help try and figure out how we can make this work.
Yeah. Are we now talking about adding 20 instrument-specific keywords, new instrument-specific keywords?
Well, this is the other thing that I'd be interested in finding out is whether or not we've got existing keywords that could work for at least some of those.
That would be fine.
I mean, in the past, what we've made instruments do is make a local data dictionary for things like this.
Yes, this would be in the local data dictionary for LRO. Unless we can find an existing keyword. I looked and didn't see anything obvious. But I'll send you something, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Maybe the solution will be obvious to you.
Not likely, but okay. But I'd be happy to try. Okay.
Thanks.
Is this LROC?
No, this is Mini RF.
Oh. Keep me in the loop.
Okay. All right. Where are we? Let's see. So the attached, detached, whatever label is no longer needed. We'll try to find a solution using parameters group. Susie to send email to Elizabeth and Dick for advice on implementation.
Mini RF may look a lot like Magellan.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay, Ron, I think we maybe finished on that one, if there's nothing else.
From my end, we're all done. Yep.
Hey, Ron, next time for our next meeting,
yep.
I hate to spring this on people now, so I'll say we'll do this next meeting. I would like to have a discussion about the units thing that you and Todd and I have been talking about.
Sure.
Let me just add that.
Yeah. In our deadly embrace?
Well, we're kind of stuck, so I guess we need more input from other people.
Okay. So add the units discussion. Cool. Got it. 2 weeks, does that work for everybody?
That's AGU.
Got it. 3 weeks? Where are we?
Okay, who all does AGU hit? I imagine a fair number of nodes, but I'm just curious.
Simpson, probably.
Okay, who else will not be able to attend a telecon?
Addie, I won't be at AGU, but I won't be here that day.
Okay.
Actually, 2 weeks. I'm sorry, I'm lost.
That would be the 12th
of
December.
Yeah.
Although the problem is we've got PDSMC next week, so it's not like any of us are getting anything done. other than the MC itself. And then Wins, we got Christmas the week after that, so we could go the 19th.
Could we try the 19th?
Is anybody going to be interested in meeting on January 2nd? Or are we going to want to try the 19th and then the 9th?
Isn't the 2nd? Oh, January 2nd, sorry.
Yeah, January 2nd is what I was thinking.
I am probably flying that day.
Yeah, and I'm not really intending to be back off of vacation yet.
And I'll be flying on the 19th, by the way. I won't be on that one.
Yeah, the 19th is probably out for me, too.
This is a bad time of year.
Yeah, it is.
I'm tempted to say let's just meet January 9th. But that's...
Yeah, tell the working groups to get a lot done.
I don't know. How do people feel about that?
Well, I'll miss your dulcet tones, Elizabeth, but it'll give you time to recover your computer.
Hopefully.
Santa will be here in the meantime.
You know, we could try those that are around and interested could just, yeah, keep going through on the working groups. Anyone who's uncomfortable with the idea of not meeting until January 9th?
There's nothing really on the front burner that needs immediate attention anyway, is there?
Other than the movies, which I can keep moving.
Yeah, but that's going to take a long time anyway.
Yeah.
Well, since I do want to have this unit discussion, I'd like as many people to be there to hear it as can be.
Okay, so that would urge for waiting until we do have a telecon when more people are present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm going to suggest we, hold off until January 9th for our next telecon.
Or the units people could meet on the 12th.
I get the impression that Susie wants as many people, though, as present as possible.
Oh, well, I don't know. I see what Dick means. We'd have a pre-meeting. That would be Todd and Ron and I.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And others.
You might want to sort of reserve this time slot for, like, the 12th and the 19th for working groups to meet.
I'd certainly do that.
That's okay with me.
Hey, Ron, does it sound okay by you?
Well, that's actually what I've been kind of doing on alternate Wednesdays.
Okay.
But, I mean, in particular, Ron, do you want to have... pick a date, like the 12th, to have the unit discussion, the pre-discussion, what we will present to the group about units?
Sure. We can do that.
Addy, I'd really like to be in on that one, but I won't be here on the 12th. Could we do the 19th?
It's okay with me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. The next official PDS telecon, then, standards telecon, will be January 9th, 2008. Okay, and if anybody's got any burning issues that they sent an email to me about and haven't heard back, send it again. Other than that, I think we're done.
So I'll send out an email for the 9th where we can meet, or 19th rather, sorry, where we can meet for the units.
Okay, and if you do that, I would like to send the backup material to whoever is interested on that meeting. So I'd like to know from anybody who wants to go, wants to know about this. I'm assuming that's Patty and Dick so far.
I'm interested, but I only heard that this was an issue yesterday. I'm not even sure what the main problem
right.
is, but I did look in that section in the standards reference, and I agree that it's pretty mixed up.
Right. So I would like that exactly. Nobody knows exactly what the problem is. That's why we're having trouble. So I would like to send you what we've already discussed before this December 19th meeting.
Why don't you send that to everybody, even those of us that won't be able to make the telecon?
All right. I could do that.
Cool. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.